Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Bagamat humupa na ang malalakas na hangin kahapon, hindi pa rin tuluyang ligtas sa sunog ang karamihan sa mga apektadong lugar sa estado, kabilang na ang Yeppoon sa Central Queensland at ang Noosa sa Sunshine Coast. May humigit kumulang sa 50 lugar ang kasalukuyang nasa Fire Alert Watch ng QFES sa buong Queensland. Kagabi ay nagtaas ng emergency warning ang QFES sa Pechi sa kanlurang Brisbane. Isang waterbombing helicopter ang bumagsak sa Pechi kahapon habang nagsasagawa ito ng operasyon. Saksi ang ating kababayang bombero na si Joseph Salvador sa peligro ng mga kasalukuyang sunog.
Andito kami sa Proston. Safety naman kami dito. Tsaka alam namin ang ginagawa namin kasi in-educate ko yung pamilya ko.
Do you know of any Filipinos who might have been affected by these fires?
As far as I know, no one was affected, which is good. I think people are being educated. Basically, as myself, educate people, sort of teach them on how, what to do and what not to do, especially now when it's very hot here in Australia.
Gaano ba kalubha itong sinuong niyong sunog this last few days? What made the operations particularly challenging apart from, you know, the strong winds and obviously we're in massive droughts?
Well, basically, we haven't had rain for nearly 2 years now. And I think that's one of the reasons why we experienced this fire that we haven't experienced before.
You're also a manager of a feedlot there. And being a farmer and a firefighter yourself, ano bang kinabukasan ang inaasahan mo sa inyong lugar kung ganitong magpapatuloy yung mga tagtuyot at mga sunog?
Well, it's going to affect the agriculture industry. It's going to affect the people as well. Like me, I work in a feedlot. We look after cattle. And since because it's the place is very dry, saan kami kukuha ng tubig? We've got 18 to 20,000 cattle. So marami yun. Pag walang ulan, mahirapan ang mga tao dito. At saka mahirapan kami. Kung wala na tayong tubig, hindi makakain ng mga baka. So wala na tayong negosyo. At saka wala na tayong trabaho. At maapektuhan lahat.
Karamihan sa mga bagong migrante dito sa Australia, hindi sila masyadong pamilyar sa mga ganitong klase ng sunog. Ano, ano ba mga importanteng konsiderasyon o yung mga bagay na sa tingin mo ay napakasimple pero madaling makaligtaan? They tend to overlook these practices or habits in times like this.
I think they just got to be careful what they do. For an example, you have smoke. Don't throw your cigarette butts anyway. Because in Philippines, when you do that, it doesn't really make a big fire. It's because Philippines is not a desert. A few months ago, we got fire incident. It was devastating because there's a one house there. Ano siya, nagluluto siya ba gamit yung uling niya. At saka ang ginawa niya, tinapon niya yung uling sa labas. Akala niya wala lang. Umapoy na at saka 10 hektarya o 20 hektarya na lupa, yun, sinunog niya. At saka yung kapitbahay niya, nasunog yung bahay, matanda, dalawa, kawawa naman. And that sort of stuff, you just gotta be careful what you do. If there's a fire ban, make sure that you don't start making fire. You're gonna get in trouble if you do that.
Dumako naman tayo sa gitnang Queensland sa Yeppoon. Ang Yeppoon ay kabilang sa Livingston Shire Council na siyang pinakamaluhang naapektuhan ng mga sunog nitong linggo. May mahigit sa 6,000 hektarya na ang naitalang natupok ng sunog sa Yeppoon. Ngunit ayon kay Nini Silaf, dating pangulo ng Capricorn Coast Multicultural Group sa Yeppoon, wala namang naiulat na mga Pilipinong nasunugan sa kanyang distrito.
How are you doing, Nini?
Thank you. I'm well, fine here.
Nabanggit mo earlier that most of the affected areas are up in the hills at ang karamihan ng mga kababayan natin ay nakatira where you are, sa may bandang coastal
center.
Area, yeah?
Center, yeah. The one that was hit by the fires inland in Cobra Bowl.
And can you say that many of our fellow Filipinos are living within the area, within the center of Yeppoon? Is that right? Not in those affected areas in the hinterland. Karamihan ba doon sa mga naapektuhang mga nasunugan ay mga tirahan o mga sakahan?
Mga sakahan, mga properties. One was the biggest pineapple planters, yung the big pineapple planters sila. Mm-hmm. Most of them, property owners, not here in the center.
Do you know of any Filipinos who might be affected indirectly? Meron ba tayong mga kababayan na mga namamasukan o nagtatrabaho doon sa mga pineapple farms?
Wala po. Wala sila. They were here yesterday. We have a get-together.
Sa Rockhampton naman, may kalahating oras kanluran ng Yeppoon. Nakaabang na mga organisasyon tulad ng Central Queensland Multicultural Association Incorporated o CQMA at ang Catholic Diocese sa sandaling kailanganin ng pamahalaan ng kanilang tulong. Ayon sa Chancellor ng Catholic Diocese of Rockhampton na si Linda Esguerra, organisado at aktibo ang mga volunteers ng kanilang diocese na mula sa iba't ibang grupong multikultural sa Rockhampton.
We have a group called the Community Recovery Group wherein people can drop off some of the things that they want to donate, like clothes, food, and water. And there are also volunteers who provide counseling. So we have a very strong, diverse group here. Mm. We have a very strong multicultural Australia group and also the various community groups like Central Queensland Filipino Association and Islamic Society of Queensland. There is a heartwarming effort by the community and they have actually come together to see what they can do. So there is actually an organized group so that it doesn't become haywire. We are able to provide and to prepare for anything untoward.
Sang-ayon ng presidente ng CQMA na si Don Hay, na mahalagang nasa tamang oras ang kanilang pagtugon upang mapanatiling maayos ang daloy ng serbisyo sa mga apektadong lugar.
At the present moment, we are on standby until we know exactly how we can assist. But we also do advocate on people's behalf. Say, if there was a migrant that has been harmed, that has been harmed by this, and they might be having an issue with insurance or a legal precedent that has occurred because of this, then we would go and assist them and advocate on their behalf.
You mentioned that your organization has been working with communities on disaster planning and preparedness. As we know, the Weather Bureau and the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services have said this week that the magnitude of these fires are quite unprecedented. But how do you prepare for something like this, Dawn?
We run programs where we give free educational sessions about preparing for disaster, understanding the Australian language when we're referring to bushfires, how they can prepare around their homes and understand the communication pathway they need to take if they need assistance. I'm a rural person. I came from a rural area, so I know what it's like where people have to learn to prepare around their homes and to be able to identify changing weather patterns and understand what the repercussions of those changing weather patterns are. But none of us, doesn't matter how much we prepare, how much the emergency services and everything, we don't know quite the answers to these circumstances that are happening now. I do believe that more older people that understand the Australian way of life, including our Indigenous elders, teaching people about the land, teaching people about being safe, making their piece of land safe, and understanding if an emergency does happen, what is the protocols to follow to make themselves and the community safe.
Mahalagang bantayan ang mga alerto ng Queensland Fire and Emergency Services sa kanilang website at social media upang matiyak ang inyong kaligtasan at agad na makalikas kung kinakailangan.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.